Hi, welcome to the One Small Change. And again, I am thrilled that you took the time to join me on this journey of exploration and transformation and let me come along with you. I'm your host, Yvonne McCoy, and I bring almost 30 years of entrepreneurial experience and a passion for discovering how you can get growth through the power of seemingly small change. So I want to thank you again for spending your time and plotting out your entrepreneurial journey with me. And this week, we are speaking with the amazing Patricia Stepler. Patricia, thank you for taking time to be here with me. And, I know that what you have to talk about, my audience can use. So tell me what you do
Yes.
and what was the small change that caused you to do it?
Well, Yvonne, I want to thank you for inviting me. So, my small change, I was a school teacher and was about the time where I could retire. And my small change came from my son. My son, when he was 12, told me that he was going to be a collegiate athlete and get a full scholarship. And I did not believe him. Even though I did personal development my entire life, I'm like, nothing like that's ever happened to me. And so I let him believe his little fantasy. And sure enough, he finally decided baseball would be what he was going to be a collegiate athlete in. And they don't even give full scholarships because if you're really good, you just go pro. But lo and behold, he was went to see some different schools and they started to, contact him. And when he got his scholarship offer, he indeed got a full scholarship. Now, in full disclosure, it was not an athletic scholarship, it was an academic scholarship. But when he did that, I'm like, I know he caused that to happen. I just don't know how. So that one small event that happened led me on my journey to figure out what he had done because I knew enough about personal development that he had set this goal, but I didn't know how he accomplished it. And the school that he went to was a school we'd never heard of. And it was in the South where he wanted to play. We live in Pennsylvania. He wanted to play in the South. The school was in Georgia. Like everything was falling in place for him. And I had to figure it out. And so that journey led me to Bob Proctor, who showed me, as soon as I saw Bob Proctor, another small change. The minute I heard him talk, I knew that he was the one that had the answers to the questions that I had. And so I quickly joined as a consultant with his group because I had to figure it out. It was like, if he could do it, as amazing as I think my son is, I know that other people can do things just as amazing. And so I had to figure it out so that I could share it with the world. So that was small step. Maybe seems like a really big step because a full scholarship's pretty big deal. But at the time it was like, okay, I have to figure this out.
So how did that bring you to working around productivity and profit and freeing up people's time? I mean, to me, it sounds like first you have to set the intention. But, in terms of entrepreneurs, that's what we're into. We're into productivity and profit. And, I jokingly say, as an entrepreneur, you have the freedom to work 17 hours a day.
Sometimes I do. Yeah, so what I learned from everything that, we have to think bigger. And so I kept using my son as the example because he thought bigger. He never let any discouragement get in his way. And he did have roadblocks. He had things that went wrong. But in the end, he kept thinking big. And so many of us, we don't want to step outside of our comfort zone. And so if we think too big, we're like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Well, he didn't know how to do it. He just kept saying it and affirming it and believing it. And so that's one thing that, I help people and businesses because I particularly like working with business owners and entrepreneurs because they want to see results. And you can really start to see results when you start to put these things into action. So first you have to think bigger. You have to know where you want to go. And a lot of people don't really know. They have a wish maybe, but they don't really know how to go about and take the steps. So That's the first thing I think that you need to do.
So why do you think we don't think bigger?
I think because we're afraid. And sometimes I know a lot of people say, someday I'd like to do this, someday I'd like to do that. And it's really just a wish. And I think the whole problem that people don't want to think bigger, because if they really start to think bigger and they start to go after something, a lot of times other people will try to discourage you. Even people that love you will try to discourage you because they want to keep you safe. And your own mind wants to keep you safe. It doesn't want you to stretch beyond what's comfortable. And so, sometimes those other people, even though they do love you and want to keep you safe, they also, I think, subconsciously think if they go off and they think big and they do this and they do that, they're not going to be my friend anymore. They're not going to need me anymore. And I don't think it's a conscious thought. I think it's just something that happens.
Well, I think, what I say about that is one, your family, you're absolutely right. As children, right, left to our druthers, we, it would be amazing if we actually grew up. And so, there's like, don't cross the street, don't, migrate,
Right.
be seen and not heard. I mean, all these kinds of expectations. And then when you grow, you get older, those things that kept you safe as a child do not serve you as well as an adult.
Right.
And they are subconscious so many times, right? I just remember, when I was in junior high and I ran for president of the student council, and my mother said, I don't want you to do that. And I was like, why? And she goes, you might lose. And I go, Mom, there's five people running. I mean, there's an 80% chance. So yeah, I mean, I think I think I remember the first coaching club group I was in. We had to write down our 3, 5, and 10 year plans. And I remember that one person, for their 5 or 10 years, they wanted to own their own island, right? And all this stuff. And I was like, I want to be able to take two vacations a year. There's something wrong here. Don't there,
Yeah.
Okay, so I just so we have time to hit some more points from you.
Yeah. So, with my son thinking bigger, he constantly had the thought in his mind. And when you're talking about discouraging, he never knew that I did not believe he would get a scholarship. I never allowed myself to say, come on, Danny, you're dreaming. That's never going to happen. You know how few people get scholarships and how few people get to be collegiate. I never said any of that. I just let him believe his little fantasy until the bubble burst. And even the day when he got his letter, I reminded him that the school had told us he could only expect a third to half. And then when he opened it, it was like a full scholarship. So thinking bigger and constantly keeping your focus on what it is that you want, even when roadblocks get in the way and discouragements come, is super important. And then I think the next thing you have to realize is the person you are today is not the person that you need to be to accomplish that big goal. You've got to change. You've got to be willing to change. You've got to work on you. And that is something constantly, constantly have to work on our self-image because, as you were saying, a lot of our self-image is input when we were small and we didn't even have the ability to filter it out because everything just went into our mind. And so we have to be able to be willing to change because if you don't change, you would already have that goal. And if
Right.
you think everything that you see in front of you, everything that you have today is because of the person you are today. But
Well,
to go to that next step, you got to change.
one of the things that I always say to about people is think about the characteristic that your family hates the most. That's probably the thing you're actually the best at.
Yeah.
I mean, because it didn't fit into their norm.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was a bad thing, but it's actually the thing that is your natural persona, kind of. And I think the other thing is that change is constant. So whether
Yes.
you make a conscious decision to change, you will be changed by things that are going around you. Or if you don't change at all, you're going to stagnate. And you,
Right.
as a business person, that means that you're not relevant. And so I think that, as an entrepreneur, we have to say, we have to be aware of the changes that we need to make because, unfortunately, our education system is such that it's meant to get the right answers, follow the instructions, that kind of stuff. You're in an entrepreneurial world where you get to make the rules, kind of, or some of the rules. And if you can't take what you do, I mean, people don't need more information, right? Because it's everywhere. What
Exactly.
they need is someone they relate to that can help them implement the information that's right for them. And so if you can't figure out how to, not do what you do, but customize it somewhat for what people need, which we, it's not necessarily, it's changing in small increments, tweaking, right? But I think change is uncomfortable. I always, my big thing is I've never been this miserable before, so I must be making a great change.
I love that.
I don't want to stop you.
So the next thing that I started to realize is that you can have that dream and you can visualize the person you want to be and pretend that you are that person. But if you don't take the action, it's not going to happen. And that's where I think a lot of entrepreneurs or coaches miss out because they're not taking the actions they need to take with the right mindset. Because it's not just the action, but it's doing those actions in a certain way with a certain thinking that will give you the results. And if,
No, go ahead, then I'll ask my question. I'm sorry.
yeah, so, a lot of times we have something that we want, but on the flip side, we don't think we're going to get it. So that's conflicting. And so you just have to start moving forward and taking the actions, even if it's a small step, just make a tiny step each day towards your goal. And you have to get rid of that doubt and fear, which hold you back. And that's the thing I see a lot of people, they allow that fear to creep in and they allow those thoughts about who am I to be able to do this? What makes me think I can, be an entrepreneur? And actually, that stopped me for a while too.
So I'd like to talk about mindset a little bit, because I think typically entrepreneurs are doers. They focus on the doing, and they don't, and so like when a lot of times they come into a program or whatever, and it starts with mindset, some kind of mindset, which it probably should. Entrepreneurs are like, just give me the thing I need to do. Can we talk a little bit about? Can we talk a little bit about why that is so important and that mindset is not just a buzzword, it really is a thing?
Right. So mindset in your subconscious mind, you have these thought patterns, habitual thought patterns. And as long as those habitual thought patterns remain in control, and one of them is your self-image, they are in charge and they will stop you from doing the very thing that you want to do. So it's a matter of understanding how to change those paradigms, we call them, and change those paradigms to the ones that you want and to the beliefs that you want. And that's why mindset is so important. You're exactly right. So often people think, oh, I've got a good mindset. That's not my problem. Well, yeah, it probably is. It's probably one of the main issues because when you do that, then your actions have a different intensity. And you do things intentionally and you do things with on a higher, what I call a higher vibration, because now you're operating at a different level. And when you operate at a different level, which is the level where your goal is, or at least closer to your goal, you put a different motivation and a different energy behind every action that you're taking. And if you're thinking like, oh, this is never going to happen, then you decrease it. Just like you're saying, you either change or you stagnate or you go backwards. The world is changing, and we have to make sure that we are changing to the person we want to be.
And I think the thing that's interesting is, all right, so my framework, generally speaking, is that first you learn to be, to manage yourself. And that's where mindset is so important. How do you become resilient? What are your principles and your thoughts and stuff like that? We are not taught that on purpose as we're growing up.
No.
So that's a weak spot, which is why, and the next thing is, how do I manage the project or the business that I'm doing? And then after that, you can learn to manage other people, and after that, organizations. But I say that because there are some higher level kind of thought patterns. I mean, so for instance, just a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, is a big one. But the one I think, in terms of changing my mindset and how I operated, was the concept that success was not a binary choice. It was not that you succeeded or you failed. And when I finally learned that failure was part of the process to getting success, and you were actually doing an experiment, so you do something, you look at your results, you adjust it, and then you keep going. That was a huge mindset, because I was, as a child, you were always taught, that in my family, your head was the most important thing, that you were the best, that you were at the top always. And so failure was not an option. And so what that meant is, if you thought you were going to fail, you just didn't do it. Right? So I think that's one of the reasons that mindset is so powerful and so important. Anyway, we could probably talk for hours
And
on.
I see that with so many people, because they'll start out and they have a dream of something they want to do. And then they meet with a roadblock or something gets in the way, and they may try again later. But once it happens once or twice, they quit trying. And that's really sad, because I look at those stumbling blocks along the way as, it's just like an angel out there that's trying to see how badly you want it. And so I try to keep my clients knowing that, not everything you do is going to be successful, but it's testing you. It's like a test that you're taking. Are you willing to take this failure and turn it into a success?
Or
And
is it sometimes the failure is you realize that it's not the right thing to do
right.
this time,
Yeah.
right? Okay, so here's what we need to do to make sure we get everything in. I need you to talk about your free gift and
Okay.
action steps that people can take to improve their mindset and their productivity and their profit.
Okay, so my free gift is called From Stuck to Unstoppable. And this is kind of a new adventure for me, in that it's a very detailed freebie with questions and information. And it goes through those three steps about the thinking bigger, the becoming the person you need to be, and taking the action. But it's giving you a lot of information as to why you need to do that. And for myself, I felt very stuck when I was raising my kids, because I was the mom. I was Rachel's mom. I was Renee's mom. I was Danny's mom. I didn't even have a name half the time. People would just say, "Oh, you're Danny's mom." And I was okay with that, because that was my main purpose, raising my three kids to be, as what I could get to them, outstanding citizens. And then when they were going off to college, when my son finally went, he was my youngest, went off to college, it was like, what am I going to do? Because I felt like I had no identity. And even though I was teaching, I still felt I had no identity. And so I felt very stuck. Well, then when I got into the business, I also became very stuck, because I did not have any business experience. And so I was listening to this person and that person and this person and that, and running off doing all kinds of different things. So in this booklet, I wish somebody had given this to me and said, okay, so think deeply about this. What is it that you want? What do you need to change about who you are? What actions do you need to take to go forward? So that's why this freebie, I think it's a really important booklet for people, if they feel a little stuck anytime, whether it's at the beginning or whether it's midway, they've hit a plateau. What do I need to get unstuck? And I think there's a time in your mind that everything just clicks. At least that's the way it was for me.
And I think when, just this is my take on stuckness. It's stuckness is, you could still be doing things, but you're not moving in the direction that you want. It's
Right.
like, the definition of insanity. And I think there's a particular time in our life when especially when the kids leave, and the other things that you have to take care of for whatever reason lighten up, and you go, and it's really it happens close to around when you're 52. Also, there's got to be more,
Right.
or this isn't where I expected to be, right? And so you
Right.
keep looking internally. I mean, that's part of the whole, the whole journey. Okay. So again, we can use the three things that you talked about as our three steps. You can find the information for the freebie will be in the notes. And so my other question is, when was the last time you did something new for the first time?
So this is kind of new. Getting on speaking stages, getting podcast. That's my something new, and it's something I'm doing for the pretty much the first time. So it was about, I guess, a month ago when I made the decision that 2025 was going to be my speaking year, and I was going to pursue getting on as many stages as possible.
Well, I hope this has been a great experience. I've enjoyed it. So
Yes, I've enjoyed it too.
I hope this is a good kickoff for what you plan on doing. So unfortunately, we have to wrap this up. So I just want to say to all of you that are listening, as a first step, please subscribe and share this with other people, engage on, with the podcast on social media. And one of the reasons I'm doing this is to help you have small changes that can supercharge your business through connection. And it's my way of giving back and helping you to on your quest for growth. So I'm hoping that you will join me for the One Small Change as we go on to this journey of monumental transformation. And if you haven't gone to the main page, you want to do that so you can get the first episode about why I'm doing this, and also so that you can find some other great speakers that have some great, words of wisdom so that you can dive into a world of bold vision and innovative possibilities. So with that, Patricia, what's your last word you want us to remember you by, or a quote that you like?
I think one of my favorite quotes is, you can never outperform the image you hold of yourself.
Say that again.
You can never outperform the image you hold of yourself. So in other words, if you think of yourself one way and your self-image is stuck there, you're never going to be able to be bigger.
Interesting. That is a great quote. I've never heard that one before. So we're coming up to the end, and I just want everybody to remember that change can be simple, but it's not always easy. Because for one thing, it requires courage, resilience, and a willingness to step out of our comfort zones. And it's so comfortable in the comfort zone. But I hope that you will join me again for the One Small Change as we look to see what possibilities there are. And I hope that next time, you will bring a friend and have others listen as well. So thank you for coming. Patricia, thank you for giving your time and your information freebie.
And thank you for inviting me.
Everything will be in the notes so that you can get more of her. Bye.